Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to So Here's the Thing podcast with your girl, Deanne.
Linda.
And we wanted to give you a little bit more of a background for us since we didn't do that in the first episode, so you know who exactly you're listening to. So I know everyone's like, well, you know, who are they and why should I listen to them and how long are they going to be on here and why did they start and how often are you going to listen to our lovely voices? So let's just start with, who the hell are we? Well, just to give you the Captain Obvious answer, we are two females, as you've already heard, and we just love to talk over a chilled beverage. Now, what type of chilled beverage? It could be any kind of chilled beverage, preferably one that's alcoholic. Secondly,
an adult beverage. We can have an adult beverage because we're adults.
Secondly, we like to travel. No, scratch like. We love
to travel. We love it.
Love it. To travel to foreign lands that provide sun and beaches.
Not the sun.
Infamous.
Sun.
Lots and lots and lots of sun. So then, why do we make the podcast? Linda, why do we make this podcast?
Oh, we have so many things that we wanted to share with the world, and we thought that this would be a great medium to start. Just like, you know, you listen to all the people do the podcasts or the tutorials on makeup and stuff like that. We wanted to tell you guys about, you know, traveling because Black girls travel. We were talking about camping and family and stuff like that. And a lot of people don't talk about those types of things. And we just thought we'd bring it to you.
So then what is our podcast about? I mean, what do you want our podcast to be about? Because we know what our podcast we want our podcast to be about. Our podcast is about a little bit of everything. A little bit of what's going on in the world. A little bit of what's going on in the sports world. Although it's canceled right now. Sorry, fellas. But it's on postponement. We like to talk about fashion. We like to talk about having a nice adult beverage. We like to talk about any and everything that pretty much crossed our mind. Because, you know,
it's what we do.
It's what we do. We like to talk and, you know, excuse my language, but we like to talk shit about people and they don't even know that we're talking shit about them.
And that's not a bad thing. It's just like things that, you know, make us go, why did they do that? Why did they wear that? Or who wore best? Just saying.
So then you wonder, how often are you going to hear our voices?
Oh, well, you're going to hear us about twice a week. We're going to try to give you at least two episodes a week. If not, you can definitely expect one because life happens. But we're definitely going to try to do at least two episodes.
So you trying to make me record twice a week? Is that what you're saying?
You said you was going to do twice a week.
Was I drinking when I said it?
We both were. I agree. Cheers.
See, this is where, okay. So apparently we gonna record twice a week.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to see how that goes. Okay, so where can you hear us talk, right? So, I mean, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right. So you can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts or iTunes, Breaker, Podcast Pocket, I'm sorry, Pocket Cast. Lord Jesus, that's wine.
That's a blueberry.
That's a blueberry. We'll get to that. Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spreaker, and that is speaker with an R, so that's Spreaker.
Really?
Acre FM and Podbean. Those are just the platforms that you can download to your phone or to your iPad or to your Samsung mechanisms or what have you. We are also waiting to hear back from iHeartRadio to approve us within the next couple of weeks. And then this is Linda's favorite part. We're going to work on a YouTube channel.
She is so extra right now. You don't know.
So what does YouTube mean? That means that you just not only hear our voices, but you'll get to see our lovely faces. So stay tuned for that. On social media, because, you know, social media is where it's at. Social media, we have a website. It's www.okaysohearsthething.com. Everything spelled out. We talked about this last episode. Phonetically correct. everything spelled out. So it is again, www.okaysohere'sthething.com. We're also on IG under Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit _pod, and that's P-O-D. Again, you can connect with us. You can comment on us on IG at Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit _pod. And then, of course, the also famous Facebook page of Okay, So Here's the Thing. Just Google us. You can find us pretty much anywhere at this point. Anywhere.
Looking for sponsors. Hey, just shameless plug. Looking for sponsors. Thanks. Okay.
Right. So if you listened to our last episode, hopefully you did. Thanks all 11 of you who did the previous time. Hey.
Listened a few times.
If you listened to us last time, you know that we have quite a little of a format, but not quite really a format. So we try to trim it and tighten it up just so it made sense, so we're not bouncing all over the place. We may still bounce all over the place because we have 3 bottles of wine sitting in front of us right now, and most of them are empty. We're not alcoholics. We just enjoy an alcoholic beverage. Don't judge us, but you can, because we're judging you. Just saying.
We really are.
The title of this episode is When We Was All on Punishment. And why is that punishment so depressing? Because we were put on punishment by the governor.
Well, at least he had the balls to do it. So my issue about this whole punishment thing is no one's doing it. So we're all supposed to be on this house arrest / shelter in place, or what is that? Stay at home, code word stay at home, big air quotes going up there. But I swear to goodness, the first day I was like, why are these people all out? Now, only reason I'm out because I'm considered an essential employee. Have my paperwork and everything, my little badge. I was all excited. And I go out there and I'm like, well, who the hell is all of these people? I thought y'all was supposed to be at home. Everybody and their mother's cousin's brother, aunt was out there. And I'm sitting up here like, what? Do you understand that?
I don't understand it at all.
So, like, when are they going to tell us that no one goes out? Like, when is that going to happen? Because I really thought that every day it would get, you know, I would see less and less people. I think today I saw more people than I did the first day. So, have you seen a lot of people out?
I did. Just like you, I saw more people out today than I did, well, the day that I did go out, because I didn't go out yesterday. So I went out on Tuesday, because today is Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I get my days straight, you know, being at home. You lose days of the week. So I went out Tuesday, and there were quite a few people out, which I was surprised about, because the order had come down, and everyone was all in a panic about it. And I did not go out yesterday, but today I went out because, just like Linda, I am also considered a quote-unquote essential worker. And I actually did see more people out the third day of the order than I did the first day. And I'm just confused about why that is. And so here's the thing about that, though.
So here's the thing.
You go out and you go to the grocery store, because I did have to go to the grocery store. And people are more... what should I say? Ignorance.
I don't know. I don't consider it ignorance. I just think it's who they really are. A lot of times when you go out, you know, people are kind of standoffish anyway. But at first it was people were being a lot more kind, a lot more considerate. And since this stay home order, I've seen people, you know, oh, I'm practicing social distancing, or they're standing behind you looking at you like you're a leper. I'm working. What you doing? I mean, I'm really trying to figure that out. And if anybody out there can tell me why people are out, please let me know, because I don't get it. When I'm not working, I'm at home. I stayed at home. I don't. Oh, I'm being prompted to tell you to let me know on IG or Facebook, or you can hit us up on any of our social media platforms and let us know, like, you know, like, what do you think? But I'm like really trying to figure this out. Like, my brain is, I can't wrap my brain around it. Like, when I don't have to be out, I stay home. And I know people need to get things, but I'm literally seeing the same people over and over. Like, how many times are you going to buy that same, well, bread, eggs, milk, cheese, juice, cereal? I'm just saying, those are the things that I see people buying the most of, and there's the same people getting the same thing. I don't know.
Well, at least they're not trying to drape their house in toilet paper anymore.
Well, they can't because they bought it all. So, like, I don't even give a damn anymore. Like, shit, you got all the toilet paper. I hope you use every last bit of it. I hope it works well for you. Because, I mean, there's literally nothing on the shelves. And they told them, don't expect it. I'm at that point. They're like, no, don't expect it. I'm like, okay.
Well, I hope you got your supply.
I got mine.
Because, as I said in the previous episode, I got mine.
I'm just saying, I do too. I'm like, I'm not worried about it. It's just like, oh, wow. It's just people are still behaving badly. And I tell myself, don't fall into that negative energy. But mm-hmm. when you have so many people doing it in a concentrated area, it gets to be hard to fight. So we will see.
Yeah, we'll see how long this stay at home, stay in place, social distancing debacle will last. And I call it a debacle only because everything is being done in a reactive way instead of a proactive. And so when you do everything reactively, you have all of the Chicken Littles of the world come together, and every leaf on every tree has fallen. And if you don't know who Chicken Little is, Chicken Little is a children's story. And I like to call people Chicken Littles because in the story, a leaf fell on the little chicken's head. And because the chicken was so little compared to this big wide world, the chicken thought that the sky was falling. So of course, Chicken Little runs around the farmyard and he's telling everyone, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And to me, that is exactly what is in a way happening. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen where people should be nervous. What I'm saying is this reactive way of staying in place or staying home and social distancing is a reaction to what was being told to everyone from the European countries months ago. So now we have this whole entire Chicken Little episode where the governors of different states are now telling everyone to shut down and stay home for 2 weeks and not go out. And unfortunately, Americans, we ignorant, and we believe that nothing will take us out. But I am going to really say that that is not the truth. We are all human and we are all mortal. And one way or another, your time will come. Now, whether it's from the Rona or a bus hitting you because you weren't supposed to have your ass out in the streets anyway, or it was because, you know, you just passed from old age because you lived a long life, God willing. Either way, your time is coming. But unfortunately, because, you know, Americans feel so entitled and indispensable and, you know, invincible that they think that nothing is going to harm them come their way, it's not going to get any better as far as the stay-at-home shelter-in-place situation is concerned, because more and more people will see more and more people out. So then they'll go out, and then you know what happens when that happens.
I get it, because I think the mayor of New York said that, I think he announced that half of New York will probably get the virus. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to perish from it. It just says that half of people are going to get it because everybody living in such close quarters with each other. But the thing about it is, living in Ohio, it's like, come on, we have to really practice that. Like, if they're telling us to stay at home and only have essential employees out, come on, let's do that. Because even when essential employees are not working, they stay home, because that's what we do. We ordered our food and went to pick it up and came home. Like, we didn't do anything we did not need to do, but just stay in place. And I know there's some people who feel like, well, I just got to get out, open the doors, open your windows, get some fresh air, but you don't have to go out. Start thinking of things you can do while you're at home. Like I said, we were talking about this last week about, you know, trying to find different things and activities to do if you're at home and you're single, or if you have a family, the types of things that you can do. Start thinking of some of that stuff. The internet is amazing with it. I mean, they have all kinds of stuff. I have a few projects I'm doing myself. So it's just like, you know, start thinking of some other things to do, because this virus is spreading, and it's spreading rapidly. And I don't want to be the next statistic. I'm just saying. That's my little soapbox view.
So let us know what you think. You know, remember, visit us on social media, on our IG page, Life Liberty and the Pursuit _pod, or comment, question us on Facebook. Okay, so here's the thing. Next up, we're going to talk about the most talked about and the most disappointing show or mini series on Netflix. Everyone's heard of it. Everyone's more than likely have seen people comment on it. They may not have seen it because, you know, everyone's pretty much deterring them from seeing it. It is called the Self-Made miniseries, the loosely based story of
inspired.
Loosely, I would say.
I don't think it's too loosely. I think it's really just more so. They said it's inspired by the life of Madam C.J. Walker, and it was number one in the U.S. today. And
this ain't nobody got nothing to do.
Well, I don't know. I have my thoughts on it, and I actually watched it this weekend. Or what was it? Yeah, I watched it over the weekend because I was told it was my homework. And I even took notes on it, and I think she did too. D being a she. But I don't know. I felt some kind of way about it. I was glad that the movie was made because it gives others a chance to see this dynamic woman. She's just like, she was an amazing person. I mean, she was just amazing for her time, and just even if she were alive today, this would be an amazing story, because coming from nothing and coming and saying, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. This is great. I want to do this. I want to make hair products. I think, what did she call it? Hair grower. I really want that recipe though, so I can cut all my hair off and let it grow. But I think this is a good time to kind of start thinking about the types of things that women did back in the day to, you know, get to the next level. And that's what she did. She washed clothes. She was a washerwoman. That's what they called them. She did wash and taking people's clothes in and washing them. And she wasn't able to take care of her hair. Long story short, she got in touch with this other lady. One lady saw her. She was like, hey, look, you use my hair grower. You're going to do this, that, and the other. Long story short, she started using the lady's hair grower. She got her hair back together. Hair looking good, good, good. And her and the lady fell out. You know, we fall out with each other. So she fell out with the lady. And then next thing you know, she started making her own hair grower. And she wanted to see. She had a bigger vision. She was a visionary. She had a bigger vision for her, for herself and her family. So that's what she did. She went after it. There were lots of, yeah, that's great. There were lots of parts of this movie that, or this miniseries that made me say, wow, this was great. But there were other parts of it that just made me say, why have I given so much time to this movie. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I was so happy to see African Americans in a great light most of the time. And seeing some of the people that I'm just say, you know, I hadn't seen in film in a while. Blair Underwood, always my favorite. But I don't know. What did you think? I know you had your own. Yeah. Tell them. Stop it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me. Hold on. Just hold on. This is just.
Well, you might pour. You might have to pour for me too.
Just sweet.
Okay, you know. And she hasn't been for the whole daggone bottle. She is so. That's okay. I'm gonna pour the rest of this.
So here's the thing. Yes, I was the one who assigned this quote unquote homework because we need to have a subject matter to speak about. And right, I know it's the bomb. We're talking about the drink, but we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. Sidetrack. We're squirreling because we're drinking. So, yeah, I wanted to, be a witness to this story. And so I said, hey, let's watch it. Let's see what it's about. Not everyone knows that, you know, we learn about, you know, Madam C.J. Walker a little bit during Black History Month.
She's always the go-to for any young Black girl that wants to know anything about hair. Because that's what we are. We are our hair. No matter what anyone tells you, Black women, our hair is us. That's who we are. And they talked about that in the movie. But also, she's always the go-to. I learned a lot in this movie in this show, I learned a lot about her that I did not know. But as far as her story and, you know, all of those key points that we always learn in Black History Month, that's in the story.
Exactly. And that was my problem. Because for me, it's such a great story. It's such an important story that so much was left out. So much. And I understand, you know, it was only four episodes of a miniseries. And maybe that's what they were going for, which I get. It could be for budgeting reasons. I don't know. Maybe because that's how much they purchased from the family. I don't know. My thing is, though, is some of the cast that they chose, and I'll get to that in a bit, was disappointing. But on top of that, the pieces that I did not get, nor did I enjoy, was the part of the boxing ring. And not to tell what's happening in this miniseries, just in case, you know, we pique your interest and you want to watch an episode or four. What happens throughout the episode, all three episodes except for the last one?
Oh, it was the last one too.
Oh, maybe I missed that because I just blanked out. I don't know. What happens is Madam C.J. Walker she's in a fight with her once upon a time quote unquote mentor. Her once upon a time mentor turned nemesis, turned competition, turned just, you know, the bane of her existence. And so every time there was a misstep, Madam C.J. Walker would picture this boxing ring and her nemesis would be in this boxing ring.
Now, see, to me, that's one of the things that did make sense. Because she, in her mind, she was fighting a piece of herself that this is someone she befriended. This is someone that she trusted. She gave all of her information to. So in her mind, she was fighting this person and herself. Because what I don't like in a lot of these older portrayals in these movies is that they always do the light skin, dark skin battle. And that's basically what that was. It was African-American women arguing about the same thing over the same product, basically, and fighting each other. Mm-hmm. So that's what the battle was. And it was internal and external. Each and every time they got together, you can see that battle going within her. It just infuriated her mm-hmm. about this woman. So I got that part, but there were just some other parts and pieces that kind of made me say, why?
As in, why Tiffany Haddish? Now, don't get me wrong. I love my girl Tiffany. I do. As a comedian. However.
And in her ghetto movies. I really like the ghetto movies. I like the ones like, you know, with the Kevin Harts and teaching him about, you know, reading and night school, that whole thing. I like that whole part of how she was tough in this. But this role seemed to be a little, it seemed like she was tested in this role and she
failed.
Didn't really.
Failed.
Get.
She failed.
Okay.
She failed miserably.
Okay.
She failed miserably. One, because if you look at these two women, and I'm meaning the actors, Octavia Spencer and Tiffany Haddish, Octavia is not that much older than Tiffany. And I know back in those days, 1920s, hell, even now, you know, children are giving birth to children. I get that.
She had her when she was, what, 14, I think? She said she got married at 12. Something like she got married at 12 and had a child by 14 or something like that, or got married at 14. I'm not sure.
But 14 years is still going to show a difference.
Yes, and it kind of was like, okay, so what I did not like about that whole, okay, it made it seem like Tiffany Haddish was special. I don't know if you got that.
That's the other thing. Yes. It seemed like she just wasn't, she was on the spectrum a little bit.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem if you have a child that has some developmental delays, but not that, who am I? But the way that she was portrayed, it was portrayed as if she had some developmental delays, but you don't have to be developmentally delayed to be gay. Like, she was gay. She, or bisexual, I don't know. Allegedly. So that's what it portrayed. But to me, why put her in that light? I just felt like she was special.
It's called bad acting. Because everyone else had sort of a country twang, except for Tiffany. And it's as hard as she tried. She failed miserably. That was one of my "but why" moments. "But why" moments in that miniseries, amongst others. That was the biggest why. That was the "but why". Why would we not give her more acting help? As far, because it is really not that hard to have a country accent.
I will not deal with you this way, okay?
Now, I may have sounded like a white countryman, but I'm just saying, it is not that hard to teach someone a little twang, because that's all you need is just a smidge of a twang just to pass as a southerner. In a movie. Now, I'm not saying you can go down to Alabama and and you can, you know.
Go over there, right there, right here. Pick that up over there. See, what? What did you just say?
Exactly. See how she just did that?
But to carry that through the whole series, I think might have been challenging for her.
Then don't hire her if she is unable to do the job.
So ugly. Okay, so unadulterated truth. But I'm just saying, maybe it was just challenging to deal with that role. I mean, and you know, you were talking about people who back in the day, like, I don't know. I'm a little stuck on that one.
I will say, for entertainment purposes, it was entertainment. Maybe because I had a whole.
You expected a lot.
I did. I expected a lot only because of the heavyweight in which they covered. And I understand that it was also inspired by. So it's not necessarily her autobiography. It's not an autobiographical. Wow. Wine. Movie. So it is not going to get that far in depth into her story. I understand. I fully understand that. I fully grasp that. However, The music. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Iroh. Hello. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Finally, the same page. So here's the thing. In the 1920s, 1919s, 1900s, I do not believe that there was a Cardi B-esque genre available back then. So why even put it in there?
Well, they were doing their little two-step line dancing, you know. You saw that one, didn't you? You saw that part?
I saw
all four parts?
I saw.
So, I mean, it said inspired by. I'm going to keep going back to the whole inspirational. But, I mean, you know, my hair tight.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's just a few things that we found. Do you have any other notes on the movie? On the miniseries that you like to touch on? I touched on the why Tiffany Haddish. I touched on the why the doggone music, the booty bouncing music. Like, really? Seriously? Really?
There are a few key points that I did take away from it, and I think they were all great. First of all, I loved her husband, CJ, in the beginning. And I say in the beginning because he made her feel comfortable and safe to love again. And I really appreciate that. He supported her fully until he did not get his needs met. Now, then, you know, there's a whole nother aspect of CJ. But I really enjoyed that. I love the fact that she wanted to be a millionaire when she started this. I love that. I love the whole tenacity that she had going after exactly what she wanted. And the one of the things, she had a few quotes that just made me say, whoa, Octavia Spencer did a good job. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
I think she did an amazing job. If I can get every Negro woman to buy one, I will be a millionaire. That's what she said. Everyone to buy, if one, every Black woman bought one of her hair growers, she was going to be a millionaire. And I love the fact that she says, always make your own money. So many things spoke to me when I looked at that show. Like I said, there were some things that I did not too much care for, but the whole thing with Booker T. Washington, oh my God, that was... Please watch the movie for yourselves and tell us what you think on our IG platform or IG or Facebook. Please call us and let us know because I am really going nuts. I really want to see what everybody else thought about it, but I also want to see what were your takeaways and what did you think were like amazing things that happened? Because like I said, you're going to have bad acting in a lot of films. Not so much this one, but I'm just saying you're gonna have some bad acting. But once you see through the BS, through all of that, I mean, really look through that, there are some amazing takeaways, and it just kind of made me feel great as African American female. Like, you know what? I want to do this. I want to do that, and I can do whatever I put my mind to because that's exactly what she did, and that's what the story was about. Hands down, it was about an African American woman who wanted to take over the world. She wanted to make sure she got that millionaire status, and she did. And that's what I want to see what you guys thought, but that's what I took away from it. It was a good movie. Good.
It was good. It was watchable. I will say that. If I really don't like something, I will not go back to it. So I watched the first episode, and then I had to give myself 12 hours to recuperate. And then I binged, quote unquote, binge watched the last three episodes just so I could fully understand the rest of the story. Because, you know, you can't, one, judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a miniseries by the first episode because it does take time to warm up. Hence our podcast, right? So right. Don't give up on us on the second episode.
Please don't.
So visit us on our IG page, Life Liberty and the Pursuit _pod, or Visit us on Facebook. Okay, so here's the thing. Let us know your thoughts. Give us your feedback on, you know, your takeaways from the miniseries, as well as what you think about our thoughts and our takeaways from watching the miniseries. And we'll be sure to communicate back with you if we appreciate what you say.
We're going to talk to you. Oh, my gosh. She is so wrong.
Just wrongly right.
My goodness. Let's talk about what we're drinking today.
What are we drinking?
First of all, we have to talk about what we tried. We went back to Winking Owl. Well, Aldi's, of course. But we went back to the Winking Owl, and we got their sangria. A good friend of mine told me, oh, it's the bomb. It's good. It's good. And it was okay at best. It was a little bitter, but that was just kind of like the aftertaste of the bitter aftertaste. It tastes more like a red wine.
Mm-hmm. It definitely tastes more like the red wine. More so of a red wine than the sweet bread that we had last week.
Right.
Same price point of $3.45. Yes, $3.45 for the win. So as we spoke about last week, we went to Aldi's, hashtag Aldi's. Hello, Aldi's.
Hello.
And we bought the sweet red wine. And so this week we went and we wanted to try a different one. So picked up a bottle of sangria. So this one has a yellow Winking Owl at you. And of course, just like last week's bottle of sweet red, it gives you the notes of the wine. So it tells you that it's a sweet taste. It's a style of a medium bold bodied. So maybe that's why we don't like it too much, because it's medium bodied and not so much as last week's.
This is medium bodied too.
Then I don't know what.
I think sangria usually has... It doesn't have the sweetness of the fruit that we had before. Like this one, the sweet red had the blackberries and the raspberries. This probably has more, it tastes more of a cherry. I don't know. You know what? Sometimes cherries are a little bitter if you don't, you know, get them right away. If you get them earlier before they, you know, ripen or whatever. And they're a little bitter. And that tastes a little bitter. Like I can see using that as a base. To make a sangria, throw some extra fruit in it, maybe a little brandy, cinnamon stick, just saying, throw that in there and kind of let it sit for a little while and ferment, air out, breathe. And I think it'll be great, but it's just not out the bottle. I wouldn't do it. Not out the bottle. It's just not. It wasn't my cup of tea or my drink of wine, my cup of wine. But it was, for $3.45, it's good.
It's decent. I wouldn't get it again. I'm really not a red wine drinker.
Oh, I can mix this with some stuff and make you drink it. You'll love it.
Which why I was so surprised that I loved the sweet red last week.
Yeah.
This sangria, though, the red swing, I'm more of a white sangria because it uses white wine. The red sangria, I should have known better, but, you know, because we love the sweet red, it was just like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
So because it's a red sangria, it's just not my splash. It's not my... cup of wine. Yeah. So if you like red sangria for $3.45, you cannot go wrong, honestly. If that is your jam to, you know, to drink red sangria, then I would say go for it, because you can't lose with it. $3.45, and you mix it with a few other additional fruits, and you know, you have a delicious wine. And again, you know, you can gift this to somebody for $3.45. You buy a beautiful gift bag and you walk in someone's house and said, I bought you, heck, for that much, you can buy them three bottles. Right. You can buy them three bottles of wine and you're not even out $10. Yeah. And well, okay, with the bag, you probably less than $15. How about that? You have a beautiful hostess gift, a housewarming gift, you know, a type of a giveaway basket. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's a good option if you want to impress but not break the bank.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and because we do like wine, we kind of wanted to kind of see how these wines paired, because we are wine club members at the Coop, Cooper's Hawk. And I found out that's one of our favorite places to go to have wine. And they were open. The wine tasting room is open, but it's only open to pick up bottles and leave. And they only let six people in at a time. So please be conscious of that if you're going to pick up wine, if you're wine club members. But today, I had a little bit of blueberry left over. So I brought that down. So I had blueberry, and we mixed the blueberry and the sweet red. Oh my goodness. It's amazing.
Heaven on earth.
Oh gosh, yes, it is so good. But the blueberry wine is always good to me. I love it. It's a little tart, but it just mixes perfect with the sweet red. It's like a nice mix with it. So,
and that's what I liked about the mix, because I'm not a tart wine drinker. Mm-hmm. So when I tasted the blueberry by itself, although it was good, it was tart. It was too tart for my palate. Mm-hmm. Mixed it with the sweet red, and it was the perfect drink. It was the absolute perfect drink. Again, I am not a red wine drinker because, mm-hmm, one, it's most times too tart, too dry, and it gives me a headache. But last week, after drinking the sweet red, not a headache. It tasted great to my palate, and I was fine. Then this week, mixing it with the blueberry, I mean,
yeah,
I'm in love. I again will say, having a glass of red wine, going back to our scandal days.
Bam, Olivia Pope.
I think it's the sexiest thing ever. Just to have a nice glass of red wine just to sip on, and it's not something that you want to get drunk off of. It's something that relaxes you. This is the perfect option. So for $3.45, I'll say it again, you go to Aldi's. Hello, Aldi's. You can sponsor us at any time.
Anytime.
The Winking Owl, Sweet Red. She's full of say it today. Yeah, today. Like right now.
Right now. Right now.
The Winking Owl Sweet Red is $3.45. And then if you go to Cooper's Hawk, hello, Coop, the Coop. Blueberry, you mix these two together and you have the perfect tasting red wine. So if you don't like your wine too sweet of the sweet red, and you don't like it too tart of the blueberry, guess what? You mix them together. You have the perfect combination.
How about the perfect stay at home, quarantine yourself drink?
I like that. I like that.
And you can relax and chill. Like I said, like she said, you don't want to drink this to get drunk. That's not what you're doing. You want to kind of sip on it and just kind of chill, because that's what we're doing. We're just chilling.
You can have this when you're playing games with the kids. You know, they have their juice boxes or their, you know, their, my kids are obsessed with these daggone, what do you call those? The Snapples. Lord Jesus. Snapples. I need to buy some stock in Snapple. Snapple, hey, you need to sponsor us. Okay. So my kids are obsessed with the Snapple, so they can get their bottle of Snapple. I can get my, you know, my glass of red wine, and we can have a good AF time.
Yeah, game night. Right. I'm just saying. Oh, speaking of game night, I think we're going to have a game night.
And we need to record it.
I think we should. It's going to be
fun. Stay tuned for game night. All right. So is it that time? Is it the time? Is it the time? Is it the time for WTF? What is WTF, you ask? If you listened into our first episode, you know WTF stands for What the fuck? So, what the fuck? There's so many what the fucks. There's so many WTFs. So, Lord Jesus, so many. But we have to pick one. One. And I don't understand why my co-host, Linda, did not know any of this.
I'm angry, first of all. I just want to say, so as soon as you get to it, I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to sit back in here. You're just going to hear the steam coming off my head because I am angry about this. So go ahead. Tell them.
Okay, tell the people. It's going to be a double WTF this week. Because of all of this whole shelter in place, social distancing, you know, ordeal, There are two of them. So one is one idiot, and I'm sure everyone has read it online or it's seen the newscast about it. One idiot went into a supermarket and coughed on a worker. Mind you, a worker who was an essential employee, right? Who was out there serving the rest of the public for the greater good. This idiot goes into the supermarket, coughs on the supermarket employee, and then claims that he has the virus.
That's just a steam.
That's a steam. That's a steam. The second one, same thing, just different sex. So this woman goes into a supermarket, coughs on produce on purpose. I'm sorry, that was a on purpose. Let's clear that up. And that therefore makes the supermarket have to dispose of 35,000 dollars worth of produce. Again, the steam from Linda's head. Now, a lot of us are either furloughed at home with or without pay. A lot of people are just laid off with the unknown fact of whether they're going to have a job when they return, when all of this is over.
And a lot of us are essential damn workers. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm really trying my best to be the best person I can be right now. And remember, I told you about that negative energy creeping in. Well, it's here. So what I'm going to say is, if your ass is sick, stay the fuck at home. Just saying, because that was a waste. That was a waste of food, money, and time. There's someone out there that can't have fresh produce because you wanted to be an idiot. Just saying, there's someone out there that was shopping and saying, you know what? I need to go get this. And you're coughing on me? Like, really? That's disgusting. You wouldn't do that if this were not these traveled in danger times. I mean, come on, you guys. Really? People, we gotta do better.
Ugh. Some folks, that worker literally went into work. Probably didn't even want to. Probably scared for his or her life because of the simple fact that any and everybody could be infected and they don't know who is. And for this person, this idiot man child, to go into the store and literally deliberately cough onto this person. And then claim to have the virus. I mean, that is just beyond, just absolutely beyond. I mean, not even, just like Linda said, let's just, you know, subtract out the fact of this whole virus thing. Let's just subtract that out. But for you to even enter my personal space, because I'm gonna need more than 6 feet on a regular.
8 feet on a regular.
On a regular, I'm gonna need more than 6 feet. I'm just saying. But for you to then enter my personal space and cough on me deliberately.
That's just like spitting on someone. That's like the most disgusting thing. Because when you cough, yes, there are particles that come out of your mouth. And oh my God, that's the one thing that will probably get me angry the most. I don't know another way to put it. I get angry.
So what they did, I will say that they did charge this person with a crime.
As they should have.
And as far as the female person who did this at a different store location, this was not the same store location. As far as she is concerned, they also charged her with a crime. Because, you know,
pay restitution.
To be so negligent and lacking common sense is just beyond.
But just keep in mind, everyone doesn't have common sense.
Yeah, common sense ain't so common. Trust me, I know. I so know. But everyone is so heightened. Everything is so, everyone is so fragile right now. And, you know, for these two individuals to even wake up and say, this is what I'm going to do today. I have it. This is what I'm going to do.
I'm going to cough on some groceries. I'm going to cough on some produce and somebody else too. Yeah.
That's the greatest idea that I've had in my life. This is it. This is the decision that I'm making. And damn it, I'd be damned if I don't go through with it.
As my child will do a slow clap.
Yeah, now your ass is in jail. And you are going to be facing, even if it's not serious time, you're going to be facing some serious repercussions.
What do you think? Jail? Would you want to be in jail right now?
Hell no.
Because, you know, everybody that they're talking about releasing people who are non-criminal offenders. What do you call them? Non-violent offenders. They're thinking about letting them go because their jails are overcrowded and there are a lot of people that are sick. I'm like, come on now. They're going to tear your ass up today.
Something's going to happen. Don't know what, don't know when, but something is definitely going to happen.
That's so sad. I'm sorry. I'm really angry. Please don't take my comments take them seriously because I am angry. But I'm just saying, you know, we put our lives out there on the line so that people can have food and not have to come out. And we put our families in danger to make sure your family gets taken care of. I think that's something that people aren't really thinking about.
Right, because now that worker who was coughed on, whether or not he or she has a family, and, you know, now they have to be quarantined.
Yeah.
They cannot go back to work.
Right.
Which, you know, thankfully, well, hopefully, I will say hopefully, I'm not going to say thankfully, hopefully his or her employer is kind enough and cognizant of the situation and thinks, you know, with a humane heart and an open pocket that this person should get paid their time for as long as they need to be off because of the precautions that he or she has to make. This person, you know, has to now wake up every day wondering,
what about now? Am I going to start showing symptoms? Am I sick? Should I stay away from my family so that they don't get sick? You know, those are things that people think about. I know I think about them all the time. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I'm out here putting my life out here in danger so that everybody can get the things that they need. But for somebody to do something so callous and so just stupid. I mean, there's no other simple word to give you but stupid. It's just like, why? Just why? That's just, enough.
And then as far as the produce, like Linda touched on, someone is going into the store and looking for fresh produce for a smoothie. Maybe because they are sheltering in place. Or they're quarantined and they have someone who has a gluten allergy. And so they need fresh fruits to, you know, to get by, to survive on. Because nothing is left on the shelves for them. Right?
Or they have irritable bowel syndrome. Or they have Crohn's and they need to have, instead of fiber, they need to have fruits and vegetables to make sure that they can actually go to the bathroom, to make sure that they can get the vitamins and nutrients that their body is depleting them of. I mean, really, think about these things when you're out there doing special things. That's why I'm saying a lot of people are trying to make it so that those that are trying to shelter in place can do that. And, you know, with us out there, you know, being on the front line and try to make sure certain things are happening for you, come on, people. This is just wrong. You got to think about what you do before you do it. Oh.
She's just flabbergasted.
So annoyed. So overannoyed. Even when you told me about it the first time, I was like, no, that she didn't really say that. She didn't say that. She said that. And I'm still pissed about it. So I'm trying to not curse. I'm sweating. Okay.
Hilarious. So the moral of this WTF of the day is don't do it. Whatever you think is funny in your own little sick head, don't do it. Don't, you know, horseplay with your friends in the store and start coughing on each other. Don't.
Why are you giving them ideas?
I am not our listeners, because our listeners are intelligent people.
That's correct. Thank you for clarifying.
Intelligent, mature people who know better. I'm just, you know, letting the, because the thing is people are already doing, these fools are, they're already doing it. They are already doing, because, you know, 20 somethings, what are these generation Z's and whatever they are, they are already coughing on each other and thinking it's funny, because, you know, then you have everybody else who are our age clutching our pearls, even when we're not wearing any, because now it's like, oh my God, the Rona's in the air.
Don't you breathe.
Right. Don't breathe. It's, you know, it's one of those things where, again, lesson of the day, don't do it. Whatever you're thinking is funny to you is definitely fucking not funny to anybody else, okay? Especially not in these days and time. Because I will say that some folks are not afraid to... Okay. I wasn't going to say that. Some folks are definitely not afraid to catch case. And because they are letting non-offenders out, you probably won't even have to go to jail. So keep that in mind, dummies. You can get punched in the face, and the person who punches you in the face won't suffer any consequences, because who gonna check them? Everybody, it will applaud them, because you were the idiot, not the person who hit you.
Don't do this. As a shopper, their groceries and walk past your ass on the floor.
Exactly. So again, just be cognizant of what is funny to you is more than likely not funny to anybody else when it comes to coughing on each other, when it comes to coughing on groceries, produce, especially when everything is so delayed and being delivered, short in, you know, availability. Supply chains are starting to be depleted. People have to be cognizant and aware that, you know, we may be in this for another 6 to 10 weeks. And if a grocery store has to throw out $35,000, let's put this in salary terms. $35,000 is a salary.
That's
$35,000. That's what somebody lives off of for a year. And this idiot goes into a grocery store and coughs on the produce. Now, whether or not she coughed on every piece of produce, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because if she coughed on everything is contaminated. They have to go through, because they can't just say, oh, it was just this one here. They have to take it all. So just imagine organic produce. You know how expensive that is? I mean, apples, oranges. 4 apples, that's 2 pounds. You're talking about 2 pounds of fruit. Mm-hmm. That's nothing compared to what these people just had to get rid of. Can you imagine that? Oh my God. Okay, I can't talk about it anymore. I'm getting angry.
She's starting to sweat again. So that's the lesson learned. That is a lesson learned. What is funny to you is not funny to anybody else.
May not be funny to anyone else. And that is just not a damn joke. I mean, just not in today's, not in what we're dealing with right now, but not ever is that funny. I'm just saying, that's just not funny ever to go and cough on someone, because if you wouldn't have done it then, this is definitely not the time to do it now. So everything is not a joke. Everything is not meant to be funny or a joke. And the times that we're living in now, yeah, not funny.
Well, that was our WTF or what the fuck? And with that, we are going to say
sayonara.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our second episode of So Here's the Thing. We hope that you enjoyed. We also hope that you will hit us up on our social media outlets of IG, Life for Liberty, and the Pursuit _pod, and our FB, F FB or Facebook page of Okay, So Here's the Thing. Also, visit us on our website at www.okaysoheresthething.com. Until next time, we say peace.